sign of explosion on his team. Everybody had to be in control, and that's why he went to city championships year after year. I mean, I don't care what the referee's call is, what happened, you get knocked behind, or anything. You're not allowed. It was self-control. You just got to stay in control. Think about the game. People, a good person, meaning good in motivation, can teach you all of this stuff. That's not what this is about. We're not learning so we can do. But why are we learning then? So that when this starts happening, we can see it ourselves. We start to, wow, look what's happening. It's working. This faith is working. Holy Spirit is doing this. I didn't do it. And for another reason. Let's say I'm in the activity of life. And this pops up. What do I know? I know I've dropped out of this, don't I? If I know what comes from this lower man, jealousy, boasting, arrogance, bitterness, anger, on and on and on, hate, John, boy, that first John is becoming so important to me. First John, hate people. You don't want to admit it, but it's hate. It's what it is. And if we will not deny this is hate, I'm not here. So it's good to know what comes from the natural man. It's good to know what comes from the Holy Spirit. Because in our activity, boom, all of a sudden, one of these things just starts creeping up in there, and we just, boy, wait, it's that jealousy stuff. Oh, I know where it came from. And then don't go on some kind of a guilt trip. Just smile and say, boy, I'm glad it happened because now I know I'm not here. This is where I want to be. And because that creeped in, I know I'm not there. So we want to know about this so we can tell. And we want to know about what spiritual love is going to produce so when we see it, we can go, wow. And what can we say? I did not make this happen. It happened as a mystery. It happened hidden to me. It happened by the power of the Spirit.
When you said earlier, obviously you said it so that it would make sense, but during our activities, we're not thinking about this.
Right.
And, you know,
I was
at first thinking, well, wait a minute, right? Well, I am thinking, so I know what you're saying, but what I'm trying to think of is the Holy Spirit often causes us to stop and think. The Holy Spirit often stops in our minds in a spiritual way. It goes back to the cross of life. I mean, if I'm working hard, I'm going to do
okay. Here's the deal. Yes, I'm not denying he will do that. But I'm in the activity. Let me just play this way. And I'm picking on my friend Jim. There are two different ways in which you can deal with a patient who comes in. And one, the whole momentum is kindness. Kindness in voice. Kindness in action. And what I'm communicating here is he's not thinking this. He's not thinking, what words do I say? I want to be